I'd like to turn to the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse 12. We're looking at the fifth commandment. We haven't actually got to the commandment per se. We're looking at a principle that is established in the command, and that is the principle of honor and respect, which of course is necessary to keep the remaining commandments. Verse 12, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Again, the principle that is laid down here is honor and respect. Once that breaks down, as we've seen in our country, it's just utter chaos after that. And then man just begins to do whatever he pleases, whatever makes him feel good, without any regard to anyone else, because they have no honor and respect for other individuals. In fact, many don't even have respect for themselves. But again, we see that God has all authority. God is the primary authority. It is God's authority that we must first concern ourselves with. Are we to place the authority that God has given to others over his authority. So his authority is the principle. But God has delegated authority, as we've already seen. He's delegated authority to government. There is a respect and honor that is to be shown to the aged. There is spiritual authorities that God has placed in our lives. There's social authorities, such as employers and so on, teachers. There's domestic authority, that is, there's an order of authority in the home, which we'll look at here in a little bit. And then, of course, there's church authority. And people today have a great problem with authority. There's a great lack of recognition of authority. There's a great lack of respect toward authority. And again, this almost has no end, the consequences. And one of the consequences is a lack of honor and respect toward parents. But if you watch, if you just go sit in a doctor's office or a place like that where there's kids and parents, you don't have to sit there very long to see who's in charge. And most of the time, it's not the parent. And that's going to have very serious consequences down the road. And one of those is when the parent is elderly. There's a lack of respect was never taught to begin with. And they're certainly not going to learn it in the school system. They're not going to learn it anywhere else. If they don't get it at home, chances are they're never going to get it. And as you consider that, it's pretty sad where we are, and it's pretty sad where we're headed, simply because of this lack of respect. But this commandment teaches that it is parents that are to instill in their children the principles of honor and respect. If a parent allows a child, and I don't care what age the child is, to be a smart aleck and to argue you are not instilling honor and respect. Parents have to instill honor and respect in their children. God, of course, it's God who gives dads and moms children. I don't question God, but I do wonder why in the world some people have children. I mean, it does cross my mind. I'll be honest. Why in the world? But that's God's business. But God does, and there's been many times I've been in birthing rooms, and it's hard for me to rejoice, because unless something happens to those parents, that child doesn't have a chance. And that's sad. It really is. But God gives dads and moms children to teach them. It's our response. It's parents' responsibility to teach their children. It's not the daycare's responsibility. It's not the public school's responsibility. It's not the Christian school's responsibility. It's not the church's responsibility. It's the responsibility of mom and dads. Mom and dads like to push that authority off on others, but it doesn't matter how much you try to push it off on others. It's still the responsibility of parents. So they're to teach their children. They're to train their children. They're to provide for their children. They are to nurture their children. Notice Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 4. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath. What we want to concentrate is, but bring them up. Up is an important word, not down. It's not bring them down, but bring them up. In the nurture, the word nurture means education, instruction, discipline. Bring them up in the nurture and admonition. Admonition is to put someone in mind of something, to put them in mind of the Lord, to bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. That's the responsibility. Here the responsibility is laid on fathers. It is the responsibility of parents. Ultimately, it's the responsibility of the father. In the book of Titus, chapter 2, Titus chapter 2 and verse 4, that they may teach the young women to be sober. This is the older women are to teach the younger women. That's another thing, that there has been a great breakdown today. The older women do not teach, for the most part, the younger women in churches. They'll sit back and complain, but there needs to be the older women need to teach the younger women, and vice versa. The older men need to teach the younger men. And this is greatly lacking today. One thing they're to teach them is to love their husbands, to love their children. And I believe that means that there is a proper way to love their husbands, to love their children. But we're getting to a point where a generation is soon going to be gone, and what's left doesn't know anything to begin with. So there's... I mean, we're failing in teaching, the older are failing in teaching the younger now, but it won't be long that it'll be such a rare thing for the older to know anything that it's not even going to be possible to teach. But they're to teach. And again, it gets back to this principle of honor and respect. So it is the responsibility of parents to instill in their children the principles of honor and respect. God stressed the importance of child rearing, if you will, in commanding Israel to take time, to take effort, to train their children. Most people take more time to train their dogs than they do their children. How sad. But again, God reminds them to take the time and the effort. And it's going to take time. It's going to take effort. It's going to take consistency. And there's no promise, you do all of that, that you will have the perfect child and that child will do everything that you want him to do. That's not so. But that doesn't do away with your responsibility to instill this honor and respect within them. Notice Deuteronomy chapter 4. Deuteronomy chapter 4. And now we've got a real problem in our society. I don't know what the exact percent is, but it's pretty sad, of grandparents raising children. Grandparents are not meant to raise children. But it's happening everywhere. It's common. There's really not much you can do about it. What are you supposed to do? You're supposed to just let your grandchildren go out in the streets? Of course not. You take care of them, but that's not how it's supposed to be. That's not the best case scenario, but that's what's happening today. In Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 9, only take heed to thyself and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life. But teach them thy sons and thy sons' sons, which would, of course, be grandchildren. We do have a responsibility to teach our grandchildren, but once again, it's not our responsibility to raise them. In Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 19, and ye shall teach them your children, speaking of them when thou sittest in thine house. We teach by conversation many times. And all the things that children have been taught by the conversations of adults, not good things. So we must be careful what we talk about around our children. And when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, when thou risest up, in other words, every aspect of your life, you are to be teaching the children. Deuteronomy chapter 31, Deuteronomy chapter 31, verses 11 through verse 13. When all Israel is come to appear before the Lord thy God in the place which he shall choose, thou shalt read this law before all Israel in their hearing. Gather the people together, men, women, and children, and thy stranger that is within thy gates, that they may hear, that they may learn and fear the Lord your God. You bring them to the place where God's word is being read, where God's word is being taught, that they might hear, that they might learn the fear of the Lord your God, and observe to do all the words of this law, and that their children, which have not known anything, that is, their infants in arms, may hear and learn to fear the Lord your God as long as you live in the land whither you go over Jordan to possess it. So this principle of honor and respect is to be instilled in children, and it is to be instilled, the responsibility lies upon the parents. Again, it is not. It doesn't matter what the politicians say, it is not the government's responsibility to take care of your child. It is your responsibility. It is not the government's responsibility to provide for your child. It is your responsibility to provide for your child. Well, you know, there's a government program for that. It is not, and people have got to think that it is the government's responsibility to feed their children. It's not. People need to get off their lazy, need to get past their laziness and go out and work and be able to provide for their children. And it's not rocket science. God has entrusted parents the most solemn responsibility, yet the precious privilege of cultivating the growth and development of children. But many parents, they don't have a clue, because their children get older and their children don't do anything right. But if they look back on their lives, they haven't taught them anything to begin with. They weren't taught respect. They weren't taught honor. Now, I realize you can teach children those things and they can ignore them all when they hit a certain age. I understand that. But a lot of times, they never were taught. They never were taught. And I'll tell you one of the reasons, and people don't like to hear it, but too bad. One of the reasons that it's not the only reason, but it is a big reason. One of the reasons that children hit an age and leave the church is because they've watched the hypocrisy in adults for a long time and they're sick of it. They've watched the hypocrisy. They've lived with the hypocrisy of mom and dad. They're sick of it. They've heard the pastor dragged through the mud by their mom and dad or grandparents or whatever. It's not a mystery. It's not a mystery. But more than once, well, if you would have taught this, they wouldn't have left. Don't even go there. Don't even go there. Nothing could be further from the truth. First of all, if the pastor didn't teach, you have the responsibility to take him somewhere where he does. So if you realize the pastor wasn't teaching, then you're wrong for staying. But that's really not the issue. The issue is to cast blame. And they'll blame the school, they'll blame anything, and they'll blame the next door neighbor if they can. They'll blame the dog, they'll blame the cat, it doesn't matter. They're not going to take responsibility. And it's sad. It's truly, truly sad. It is the parents' responsibility. And God has established an order in the home. And if that order is ignored, it's not going to work. And the order is 1 Corinthians 11, verse 3, that the head of the husband is Christ. In other words, the head of the family is Christ. That's where you have to start. If you don't start there, everything else is wrong. That's where it's got to start. And so there's this chain of authority in the home. After Christ, you have the husband. You have Christ, you have the husband. It's not Christ, husband. It's Christ, husband. And the husband is the head or the chief authority over the children. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 3. It's his responsibility. He can pass the responsibility unto his wife all he wants to, but I got news for him. He's the one that's going to be held accountable. Because that's the way God designed it. You can pass it on to someone else. That doesn't do away with accountability. So you have Christ, you have the husband, you have the wife. It's not Christ, husband, wife. It's Christ, husband, wife. There's a chain of authority. And again, this is seen in Genesis 2, verse 18, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22. And guess who's on the bottom? Children. Children. Christ, husband, wife, children. It's not Christ, children. It's not children, husband, wife. It's not husband, wife, children. It's husband, wife, children. Well, we want to give them an equal say. Well, you're a fool. You've disregarded God's order. That's you give a six-year-old equal say. I mean, what are you saying? You're saying they're as intelligent as I am, and they might be nowadays, but and they have as much sense as I do. And they have a right to have their opinion. Now, that's ludicrous. That's insanity. And so, again, this order has to be followed. So parents should be more, it's their responsibility, and they ought to be more concerned about godly attitudes in their children and godly character than they are about performance athletically or external beauty or intelligence. Oh, my child is so smart. Yeah, they got a smart aleck mouth, and they show no respect to anyone. That's what you ought to concern yourself with, because that's what's going to get them in trouble down the road. But parents concern themselves, and I say parents, I don't mean all parents, of course, but they concern themselves with the wrong things, and they get proud of the wrong things. My child, again, you see the bumper stickers all the time, not honor roll students. Who cares? I don't care if your child is an honor roll student. I really don't. And but it's advertised because of narcissism today. But we need to realize that children are the hope, the blessing, or the plague or the curse of the next generation. That's always been so. And we're seeing the results today. Proverbs 6, verse 22, train up a child in the way he should go. To train is to draw. It is to educate. It is to rear, to instruct, to drill. Part of training is to drill. And here's one that people don't like, but it's true. It's true with in training of anything. Part of training is to break. Part of training is to break. A child will hit a point where they will test authority, where they think that they have the authority. That needs to be broke. That needs to be broken. To break. To train means to tame. Means to tame. We know what the Bible says, that what we are by nature, that needs to be tamed. It means to form by instruction. Well, I don't want to brainwash my child. You send them to the school, and what do you think's happening there? What do you think's happening there? Part of training is to form, to mold. Part of training is to make prepared. You do not raise children so they can live with you the rest of their lives. You prepare them so they can go on and raise their children and become responsible adults. You prepare them to leave. You prepare them to, oh, I don't want them to leave. You prepare them to leave. That's why a lot of marriages do not work, one of many reasons. They are to what? Leave and cleave. And the problem is many never leave. You have to leave and cleave. Again, this is all part of training. The word train implies thorough instruction. It means to root and ground and correct and right principles of action. The schools, the church, whatever, wherever you send your child, you are responsible to train them, but it's not too smart to send them somewhere where they undo what you're trying to do. That's not too intelligent. So we need to make sure that the schools we send them to coincides with the training that we're doing at home. And of course, that believe it or not, most, I won't say all, though it's pretty close, the public schools is not going to coincide with biblical child rearing.
That's right.
It's not going to happen today. Well, in my day, well, let me tell you something. Your day's passed. And it's not like that anymore. So whatever it was in my day, your day, it has absolutely no, it is irrelevant. Because it's not what it is today. And most Christian schools do not coincide with what a parent is instilling at home. The church is to coincide as well. So, but again, it's the parent's responsibility to make sure that the schools coincide in all of these things. So again, this principle of respect and honor, honor and respect, is instilled from childhood, and it is the parent's responsibility to instill that in their children. Let's look to the Lord in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we do thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you, Lord, that you've given us children to raise, and we thank you, Lord, for those that do seek to raise their children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. And we know, Lord, that that's an uphill battle every step of the way. But, Lord, we pray that you give each one the grace to do exactly that. Lord, we thank you for every godly parent, and we pray, Lord, for those that aren't, that you would open their eyes. Lord, cause them to see the error of their ways. And we just thank you, Lord, again for the commandments that you've given us to protect our own life and to enable us to enjoy the life that you've given us by the principles that you've established in your commands. We thank you for it. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.